Well, as prospective job seekers try to navigate wide and unrealistic salary bands, they also have to contend with something more sinister. Scammers posing as recruiters and hiring managers, holding interviews, making offers, even onboarding people for quote-unquote jobs that don't actually exist. Imani Moiz covers personal economics for the Wall Street Journal. She's been following this. Welcome to Press Play.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. All right. Well, let's begin by hearing how this works. And you profiled a woman here in California named Tracy Alcady. And she was on a podcast at the Wall Street Journal yesterday describing what happened.
They asked me to conduct the interview on a video app by using the chat feature on the video app. So they wanted me to type my answer. So they would type in a question and I would respond by typing my answer. And then some of the wording and the phrasing was a little off. And I thought, okay, again, I don't know who this person is, but there were some typos. There was some just weird phrasing that I wasn't used to.
Okay, so was there actually another person on the other end, or was it a bot? Was it just a scammer in another country? What was happening?
It's really unclear. I'm not sure if we'll ever find out who that person was. One weird thing that she did say was that after every answer, the interviewer had asked her to type the word done in all caps. And as soon as she put in the word done, the next question would come automatically as if it were somehow automated, as if it were done by a bot. Another interesting thing is that when she went to get the screenshots for me so that I could do my fact checking, the profile of the person that she interviewed with had completely changed. It was a new name, it was a new photo, and a new company that this person was claiming to be a recruiter for.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So let's hear a little bit more from her experience. Here she is describing something else she was asked.
If hired, would you like to be paid monthly or bi-monthly and via bank transfer or by check? And I answered. And the next question was, would you please verify your bank institution? And just so we can see if it, you know, goes with the company banking as well. And my response was, I'm not hired yet. So once I'm hired, I will provide that information, but there are so many scams out there. And this was my wording on my, you know, answer. I said, there's so many scams out there. You never can be too sure and you never can be too cautious. So that's kind of how I left it.
So she's definitely suspicious at this point, and she's actually calling them out that this might be a scam. What happened next?
I believe she got ghosted. Maybe he did a little bit of more prodding, but then she was completely ghosted. And that was really the final straw, which made her realize this was a scam and I just wasted an hour of my time doing a fake interview.
Okay, so when they don't get ghosted and people actually do what's asked of them, how are they scammed? Like, how are they parted from their money?
So it really depends on the scammer and the victim, right? The scammer will try to adjust their methods to whatever they think the person is going to fall for. So there was another account that went viral on LinkedIn where the person shared that they received a similar request to kind of share some bank account information to get on the payroll. And once that person expressed that he was hesitant to do that, they said, okay, well, don't worry about that. We'll get you set up with that later. However, since this is a remote position, you're going to have to order your own equipment and we will reimburse you out of your first paycheck. So they sent him to this third party site where he put a whole bunch of stuff in his cart and got a fake invoice page. And at that point, he was expected to put in his own financial details and that would be how he would lose money. However, that person also felt like something was up and started kind of looking at things a little bit more carefully and making sure logos matched and emails were correct. And once he noticed those discrepancies, he also realized, wow, I wasted so much of my time thinking that this was a real opportunity.
So fortunately, that person didn't buy all that fake equipment. But other people have, I suppose.
But other people have. So I think the most easily available numbers are the FTC reports. So anytime you feel like you've been approached by a scammer, you come across something that you believe is a scam, you should really report that to the FTC. And according to the FTC, the number of people who reported job-related scams in 2021 tripled to over 100,000 people. And of that, roughly a third reported losing money, and that totaled $200 million in 2021.
Wow. And is it mainly tech workers who are being targeted?
So the other thing that the FTC wanted to impress upon me was that it's really everyone is vulnerable. And what the scammers do is they follow the headlines. So if there's a lot of headlines about layoffs in the tech industry, they're probably going to head in that direction. And another reason why the tech industry is kind of a prime target for these scammers is because they have high salaries that they could use to lure people in. It's easy to kind of disguise yourself as a little known startup that someone may have not heard of before. And also, there's a lot of people looking to break into the tech industry right now. So they have a lot of potential victims.
So, and I guess because more people are working at home and they're used to these online interviews, that's also a fertile ground there.
Absolutely. That's why I think that the numbers have tripled from pre-pandemic levels, because mm-hmm. it's just simply easier for these guys to blend in. If you had gotten an email request for an interview in 2018 saying, hey, we're going to do this interview only virtually, you're never going to see another person, and this is for a remote only job, you'd probably brush that off as fake right away. But as everyone's gotten used to working online, working remotely and recruiting online, it's easier for these guys to blend in.
So this happens via these big employment sites like ZipRecruiter and LinkedIn. What are those companies doing to try to combat this?
So they're working on their own kind of AI to detect potentially fake profiles or fake listings. They are taking listings down once they're reporting. But it's really like whack-a-mole, because whatever system that scams have existed for as long as money has existed. So whatever system you put to try to stop them, they'll find a way around it.
So that's funny that the AI is being used to detect AI, or bots being used to detect bots. I guess you have to be one to know one.
Robot versus robot.
All right. The brave new present. Imani Moiz covers personal economics for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Coming up, we will have your weekend movie reviews.
We have movies about bad relationships, but to have movies about how the bad relationship affects your relationship with everybody else, that's what really feels new here.
That's next on Press Play.